And he just likes to be tan. It just feels good. He's sorry. He's Andrew.
Oh, my God. I have a sesame stick problem.
Walsh. He joins us now from the Roosevelt neighborhood of Seattle, Washington.
We got out of this trend for a while. It was a trend. It harkens back to the early summer of 2018 when you were using a lot
of drugs. God, what a wild time.
You were using my own words against me at the beginning of the shows. And then
thanks to my friend over at Marsupial Gurgle, who I witnessed in the wild get recognized for Marsupial Gurgle.
Wait, how so?
It was yesterday's Coffee Livewire, not to be confused with today's coffee, which is there is Livewire happening on Thursday night. Tonight, as you listen to this show, you could come to Portland and watch us do Livewire. But anyway, last week after the show, I was talking to our friend Lynn, a.k.a. Femme de Mort, a.k.a. the person who maintains Marsupial Gurgle and who sends me audio drops of you saying regrettable things. Anyway, somebody said I was talking to some folks that knew about TBTL while I was also talking to Lynn. And one of them said, if something happens to you, who gets the audio archive? I think he was under the impression that we ran Marsupial Gurgle. And he goes, you guys have absolutely the best audio archive of like any show. And then he was talking to Lynn and he goes, you know, Lynn goes, that's me. I do Marsupial Gurgle. And the guy was like, what? And my memory is that the guy was more impressed to meet Lynn than me. And I feel like that's wrong.
That is wrong. That. But honestly, who works harder?
Lynn, not even close.
Yeah, regarding TBTL.
I mean, you're right. That's a good point. So anyway, I was playing drops of you for a long time. Then I think you kind of got annoyed at me doing it. And I'm not trying to antagonize you. Not at the top of the show. Maybe at the end of the show I'll try to antagonize you.
That's more of the second third of the show kind of vibe that we go for.